The Hook Show number 49, DIY Christmas.
The Hook Show with Digital Dan.
Hookshow.blogspot.com.
Welcome to or welcome back to the Hook Show. Make sure you check out the website hookshow.blogspot.com for the show notes and the links about what I'm talking about today. If you want to subscribe to the show, you can click on the iTunes link. You can put the RSS feed into your favorite podcast or news aggregator. You can also put your email into the Feed Blitz box. Email will be sent to you when the site content is updated. I'm a member of the podcast community site, blueberry.com. Yeah, just check out all the various shows that are over there at blueberry.com. And the music today, since I'm going to Christmas, we actually have a couple of interesting pieces of music, and that's from music.podshow.com. If you have any comments or questions, yeah, go right ahead and comment over at the blog site there. You can email me at hookshow@gmail.com. We have a call-in line, 206-350-2818. So put that into your phone and anytime you want to comment. Or if you have just some interesting questions for me, go right ahead and dial that up. That's 206-350-2818. And there's other great ways of messaging me. Just check out the blog site for other great ways. And on that note, I've gotten so many different comments since the last time I've podcasted, so it's going to take a bit. I got some comments from the blog site, from ASCII Adam, and it goes, "By the way, if your budget is tight, why not wake up early to save money on Black Friday? If shopping is stressful, why not make it stressful for the stores, as only purchase leading lost products, especially when you realize that there are a lot of stores that could provide you with some new and cheap clothes for your next kit. Even if your first couple of experiences seeking out deals is a net loss, it establishes good habits for yourself, and especially for Gwen. Keep in mind, quote, a man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still, end quote. The more I encourage you to save money while you like your wasteful life, the more you will justify and defend your waste." Wow, those are some powerful words there, Adam. Basically, the thing is, you know, we try to find ways of saving money any way that we possibly can. You know, finding different coupons here and there. Maybe not as much as would be desired for us, but, you know, we try to save a buck anywhere we possibly can. For the sake of Black Friday, we only have one vehicle between the two of us, and that's one way that we do keep down on a lot of excess carbon footprint and what all on that end. The way that these sales worked, I mean, I was hearing about this is freaking crazy, where some outlet stores were open at midnight. Tanger outlet stores, well, you have to drive quite a ways to get to it, but it was open at midnight. And so, I mean, the roads that were out there getting to the Black Friday sales were, it's a traffic jam at 11:30 p.m. at night on a Thursday night, which is crazy. I'm not going to be going through that kind of hassle. Some of these shopping malls, like Eden Prairie Center, was open at 1 a.m. to do some of their shopping, which is crazy. I'm not going to be going out at 1 a.m. And then Kohl's is open at 4 a.m. for some of their sales. I mean, yes, I want to save a buck, but I'm not going to go through the hassle of waking up at crazy early times, getting my daughter all ready for that, and then, you know, jump in the car at that time. I mean, no way. Plus, the way that the work schedule is. No, I'm not going to go through that kind of hassle just to save a couple of bucks where the actual waste of gas and the stress from all that is, it's not worth saving an extra buck that way. So I like finding some of the online deals when I have a chance to do that. yes, it's actually trying to find good habits for saving deals for everyone in the long run, but the hassle of Black Friday is not worth it to me. And then he has another comment where I was talking about key code. They actually have one that was talking about expiring offers, and he was talking about that key code, expiring offers, is quite useful, nice going, and then he actually has a link to that. So I'll make sure I put that in the show notes. I have a couple of updates of my own right now. Basically, was it about last Friday or so? I went to a holiday party for my work, and I basically talked about this to a lot of my family. And I don't necessarily want to dwell on this too much, it's just more of informing everybody about this. I had a holiday party, and they went and gave everyone a bonus, tried to highlight some different aspects of different people's life, also about how well they're doing in different aspects of things. And then, about 5 to 10 minutes later, they're talking about how they're extending the day shift out, and basically they just subtly made a comment saying, oh yeah, by the way, we're getting rid of the night shift. And I was part of the night shift, and that was just for the sake of saving a couple bucks for daycare and that kind of stuff. So, in the middle of the Christmas party, I was basically found out that I didn't have a job anymore. So, this past week, and so far, I've been doing what I can to try to find a new job, and finding it in the middle of the Christmas season is definitely interesting. It's been fun. So I'll give you updates as to what I find out for different jobs. And the brighter side of that is we actually found out, this is a pregnancy update, we actually went and did an ultrasound for my wife, and we found out that we're expecting another girl. And the due date is still in April. I know when they do the ultrasounds, they double-check on that for the sake of the progression. They measure the head, they measure different parts of the body as it develops, and just to make sure that, you know, you're on the same time frame that they were originally expecting. So on that note, I actually got a voice comment from my Uncle Jerry.
Hey Dan, this is Jerry, and I got your message, and I just want to congratulate you and your wife on the ultrasound and having another girl. It would be lovely that you'll have another little daughter there to play with. So Kari and I both congratulate you and wish you all the best. Bye now.
I hope you guys enjoyed that. Basically, I got that through a very interesting sort where it wasn't necessarily a voice message like on a voicemail, it was actually texted to me. So I thought that was an interesting use of technology. But the way that it came in, it was in a file format because I was actually trying to drag it off my card and deal with the file directly. But the file format that it was using was something very unique. It was a .amr file, which is quite interesting. I'll have to do some more research as to exactly why it came in that form. Now I'm going to Facebook for some of the comments. I got some comments on my wall from Jamie Eschebosch that actually pertain to the podcast, so I'll go through those. And she said, finally got high-speed internet, really like the Pirate Christmas song on 1122 podcast. You should put it here if you can. Everyone loves a pirate. I'm glad that you enjoyed the song that I picked out from music.podshow.com over there. So, I can't put it up on Facebook just for the sake that I don't really truly have the rights to it. It's some independent music from that site where I actually do have the permission to play it within a podcast. But I'm glad that you actually enjoyed the song that I picked out for that. And then I had my cousin Nikki. She actually said, hey Dan, I heard the great news about you. Sending all the best wishes and high fives your way. Hope to see you at Christmas time. I hope to see you too, Nikki. I know your schedule is real tight this time of year. I know a lot of people the way that works. And then my ongoing Facebook question to get an actual response from people that I know from the community. My question for pretty much last time was, are you going to do more online shopping than brick and mortar stores? And what is your favorite site for online deal shopping? You know how I was talking about that the last time? And starting off the comments was from ASCII Adam on November 18th. He said, mostly brick and mortar. It is usually cheaper on Black Friday for most things. To get those deals, must be willing to search online and newspapers for the promotions and be willing to wait in line. Slickdeals.net and DealGig.com. Anywhere else, you are wasting money. Some more powerful words there. But there was some interesting sites that I did highlight. I hope you guys enjoyed that. Then I had my Uncle Jerry. He commented. He said, almost all online because of my limited mobility. My favorite sites are far too many to optimize. So I'm glad that he tries to seek out some different deals that way. Then I had AJ from the Bald Guy Show. He said, yeah, maybe Apple.com. So he does most of his shopping through Apple there. Then I had Jamie Eschebach. She commented, brick. Would love to do some online, but usually go outside of budget. Don't we all? I mean, depending on the kind of shopping that we do, a lot of people like to be as generous as possible this time of year. And then I had the last comment from Maya Whittaker. I'd use both to take my business to local, mom-and-pop business, as much as possible. And I'm making the rest of my gifts at home this year. Very good. Maya, that's actually the whole idea of what my topic is for today, is doing some stuff pretty much at home this kind of year. I mean, because you don't necessarily need to be spending an arm and a leg to show people how much you appreciate them at this time of year. So I'll get to my topic in just a bit, but I'm going to start off with one of my Christmas songs that I came across this time, and this is Christmas Wish from Gidgets Gaga. I hope you guys enjoy that.
Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. Little light of the sun, keep you warm now, honey. Stars in your eyes, be all around you, sunny. Fill up your cup, raise it on up. Don't be shy now that I've found you. Because of you, I can feel the spirit of Christmas. And if love is the true meaning of Christmas, and I said, peace to one and peace to all, forever to you for so very long. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. You and me will light up this tree, love from above the way Christmas was meant to be. So fill up your cup, raise it on up. Don't be shy now that I've found you. Because of you I can feel the spirit of Christmas. And if love is the true meaning of Christmas, then to you I wish a very Merry Christmas. And I say, peace to one and peace to all, forever to you for so ever long. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, my first topic for today is basically DIY, do-it-yourself decorating for Christmas. And I came across a couple of real interesting sites about that. Right off the bat here, I found this a really unique. It was a DIY photo ornament in 15 minutes or less from Photo Jojo. And basically the idea is that you can create an ornament really quickly with a photo that you really like. And you find a photo, you basically cut it into strips, you hole punch it, you fasten it together with a paper fastener, you just kind of fan it out, and then it creates an actual like globe ornament with actual strips to it. Put some string on it, voila, you got a cool ornament. So I mean, I came across that and I thought that was pretty cool. And then over at about.com, they have all sorts of different interesting ideas at times from various different topics. And I was just trying to figure out creative DIY decorations, and they had cool couple of links to ways that you can create some colored glass balls, a snowflake tree, some other great little ornaments. You can even create a tree from candy, or actually origami if you're into some of the paper folding. A couple of interesting ideas for this holiday season. And then over at the Better Homes and Gardens site, typically I don't go over there, I just came across it through searching through Google, and they had several ideas for ways of creating ornaments, or even breathing new life into some old ornaments. But there's way too many to list, but they have quite an interesting listings. And even some great easy ways that you can create some Christmas ornaments and trimmings for your tree. And even, this is the best part about doing a do-it-yourself stuff, is actually getting your kids involved. So they even had some suggestions for easy ornaments that kids can make. So that's pretty much what we're doing for some of our gifts right now. Is my wife actually found, basically create like these clay cookies, and then you bake them, and then you can paint them, and then you can give them out as gifts. And then we even got some glass balls and painted those. So that's how I came across this whole idea of, why not let my listeners know about some ideas that are out there on the web about making your own stuff. Before I get to my second part of the topic, I'm going to throw in another piece of music here. And I think it will be, yeah, let's just go off of the Candy Butchers with Give Me a Second Chance for Christmas, just because I think that's a fun song. So enjoy that song, and I'll come back with the second topic.
Outside the rest of your way.
So, topic number two is basically DIY gifts. It's not necessarily just making the ornaments that I was talking about previously, but, like, for example, with my wife's family, and it just became more and more of a tradition, but instead of actually purchasing items all the time for people, with her aunt and uncle, for Christmas Eve, we bake up just a bunch of cookies, like everyone in the family does, and then we just do kind of like a cookie exchange, if you will. So you can see some interesting varieties of people creating various different types of cookies that way. Came across this over at my church. There's a couple of people that were talking about doing some low-cost gifts or even do-it-yourself on wrapping. And for a do-it-yourself gift, that would be fun. You can make your own calendars or cards with snapshots that you had throughout the year. Or, you know, for Christmas cards, you probably want something a little bit more seasonal, but, you know, anything like that people would appreciate instead of having to do the store-bought thing all the time. And for making your own wrapping paper, they also came up with this idea of going over to paper companies where they actually use the big old rolls of paper. And apparently the idea is that they can only use so much in their rolls when they use it through their machinery. So they basically have the butt end of these big old rolls. And they basically sell them for real cheap is what I'm hearing. And it's just plain white paper, and you can just paint it or color it in, you know, whichever way that you like. And you have special wrapping paper that, you know, people definitely appreciate versus having to buy the store-bought stuff all the time. Or even using plain paper bags, you can paint and color that in a very unique way too. So I thought that was an interesting way to wrap up some of your gifts, especially if you are making do-it-yourself gifts. I came across this one idea where you can actually create some glass marble magnets, and it's basically using the flat marbles. Find different magazine pictures or just pictures around, and you put it within these flat marbles, put a magnet on the back, and you have quite a unique gift that way. And the way that they were packaging it on the website from notmartha.org is they actually put it in an Eltoid tin. So, using another interesting way of packing things up. I came across familyfun.com. They have all sorts of, where they have a listing of Christmas gifts that you can create, last minute gifts, even gifts that you can make for your pets. You can make things for your kids. They even have a section about unique ways of doing gift wrapping. Just some great gift ideas that kids can make. That's a big thing, is getting your kids involved when you're doing do-it-yourself kind of stuff, and even gifts for teachers that you appreciate. And I found a couple of links to places where they can show you how to make some interesting pop-up cards. Over at lifehacker.com, they have a cool 3D tree that you can make, and over at instructables.com, you can check out an angel card that someone made. And then over at makezine.com, they had an interesting idea of do-it-yourself electronic gifts for Christmas. And some of the examples that they used was a TV Begone, which is basically a mini IR zapper for turning off TVs. They had a USB charger.
Can you say Merry
charger,
Christmas, Granny?
And even like a guitar amp that you can make. So if you want to show somebody some really unique ideas and make it really low cost, the actual effort that you put in with your own two hands might be even more appreciated than finding the mass-produced gift. And then, just to finish it all up, I came across this forum post over at pricescope.com, and they have just all sorts of other great Christmas ideas for this time of year, so make sure you check out all that kind of fun stuff if you're in the mood to make something this Christmas instead of always having to buy a gift. So I hope you guys enjoyed the Hook Show. I think that will do it for today. Remember, if you want to make a comment, call me up at 206-350-2818. Email me at hookshow.gmail.com. You guys have a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Talk to you soon.
I'll be back with more later on.
Can you say Merry Christmas, Gwenny?
Merry Christmas.